When it comes to intermediate players and ear training, you guys should memorize all 12 intervals, above and below. So whatever note I play here, you know, pick a random interval like flat six, you know, and you can just hear. You know, so that was, I didn't practice this, you have to just trust me. And then to know that the flat sixth is, the minor sixth going one way is a major third going the other way. So if I'm looking for a major third below, then there's that same note below. It's hard to explain in a short time. But you should be able to memorize all 12 intervals above and below the root that you're going for. Just to reiterate, if I'm doing a minor sixth above, then that would be the sound. If I'm doing a minor sixth below, then that's the same as a major third, which would sound like this. And so, and then once you know all 12 intervals above and below, you can also start to recognize the sound of chords. You know, is this a major or a minor chord? Is this a major or a minor chord? You know, probably most intermediates could tell that the first one was major and the second one was minor. But then, you know, what about more complicated chords like, you know, and things like that? You can learn by process of doing one note at a time. You can, and of course, learning your chord theory, which we'll talk about theory in the next section, then you can also get the sound of more complicated chords. It's a real joy when you're able to do that.